Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's Fisting Friday.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Getting fisted on a Friday. All is right with the world.
Is it?
Well, no, but this is a podcast all about positivity. We've never been negative ones ever.
Sunshine, rainbows, mm-hmm. unicorns,
mm-hmm.
confetti, sprinkles.
That.
All things I hate.
And, but also, that is almost a quote from the original Mean Girls. I just want to bake a cake with sunshine and rainbows. That's true. And for everybody to get along. And hey, this is us reading the results of the Mean Girls 2024 movie that we reviewed for What Am I Watching? And it is, our review was anything but sunshine and rainbows.
No.
Yeah. I also like when picking, because we had so many things we talked about, like hot takes or whatever.
I was like, just pick a few.
Yeah. And like we typically do that, especially we did that with like Barbie too, like ones where we've got like so many people with so many opinions and we've had so many opinions. I was like, let me make sure that I'm picking the ones that when you, because out of context, I think everything we said, like I don't think that in the context of everything we said, I stand by it all. But when you water it down to just like a one sentence thing, vote on, my biggest fear is like, I don't want any of like this to be like a knock on any of the actors, because it's not. But out of context, it can be. So, I'm excited to read these and share with everybody, share with the class. And I did make these pink themed. And I made them the night you texted me. And then I just waited until the next day to upload them.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm trying to be on top of things, but in reality, it's just that like I don't have the ability to not be on top of things right now.
But I also sent it to you earlier, like reminded earlier.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a little bit true. Mostly it's me forgetting that the days of the week are hard.
That's fine.
It's very hard to remember what day it is, especially when there are so many other things going on in your life that you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
So this is for Who's Wrong But Am I Watching? Mean Girls. And like you requested, I started a new little highlight for this
Thank you. There are so many now for But Am I Watching.
Mm-hmm. You're up first.
Melissa, there is no heart. 15% said I was wrong. 85% said I was not wrong. I may need to go back and listen, and this may be influenced by me seeing the cast interviews and such, but while watching it, truly felt like a bunch of theater kids having fun and recreating a film that they loved, and that's all the heart that I need. But where was that heart on screen?
Yeah. No, this is definitely, with love, it's definitely influenced by watching the cast interviews. Because I watch, as someone who chronically watches cast interviews, going back, it made me like look on things like a little bit like, oh, that's fun, that's sweet. But it's just as the final product.
Yeah. And honestly, when I saw the cast interviews, to me, it seemed like nobody liked each other.
It also seemed like half of them have never met. And yeah. I'm like, so did you guys like work to, like, did you shoot on the same days ever?
I saw Renee talking a lot.
Yeah.
And I saw, actually, I think that was the only person I saw talking a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think they just kept putting her and, but the boyfriend, and she would put with him. And I'm like, they had one scene together. Like, it was just, it was a very odd, and they do those pairings based on like what they think people are going to like click on. Then we have me. Where are the hair extensions? 10% said I was wrong. And for those 10%, show me that. Show me fucking where they were. And then 90% said I was not wrong. And someone responded, and I felt so seen, saying, literally, because why did Renee Rapp have extensions in her music video, but not in the actual movie? Like, don't get me wrong. Everyone is gorgeous, but it's a movie about girls who are the hottest girls in school who have unattainable clothes and hair and everything. So where is the hair and also the clothes? Like, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Because also, like, you notice in the original, Lindsay Lohan, she starts with like, you know, her natural hair just in a ponytail. And by the time she becomes plastic, the volume in her hair grows like tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to see that. Where is it? Pisses me off. Ivanka was carrying the fucking hair in that movie. She's like, I actually have everybody's hair. And it's like, let her neck take a break. Although she's not wrong, I love a little natural hair moment, but I realize that's not what the film is about. See, I also love a natural hair moment, but it's about who has the natural hair, who does not. You know?
Mm-hmm. Somebody also wrote this too.
Oh, not really related to the take, but I felt the need to mention that they missed the perfect opportunity to recreate the scene with Regina's little sister. She could have been mimicking a Meg Thee Stallion video, especially given she already had multiple cameos. Fucking genius.
That is true.
Someone should have had you on that team instead of us having like all of those random fucking TikTokers and social media influencers filming their horizontal videos in this landscape film. Like, that would have been, and like Meg, you made Meg Thee Stallion post a fake TikTok as opposed to,
and then she was like, why is this on my feed? No, get me out of here.
Legitimately. I'm like, okay, weird. Could have done that. Okay, then we have, oh no, you read writer number one, sorry.
Writer number one, for it having a big budget, it looks cheap. 10% said the writer's wrong. 90% said the writer is not wrong.
Writer number two, they over-exaggerated Karen being stupid. 15% said writer is wrong. 85% said writer is not wrong. And of course, naturally, I had to include the photo of her drinking orange juice through her nose, which even I think is a step too far. And sometimes when I'm like doing my nails and drinking water, I've accidentally like almost drank nail polish remover. But like, that's different.
In
my mind, I draw the line of sticking your straw up your nose. You know, because there's no reason you would stick anything up your nose. Like, it has to be like you got mixed up that you're sticking something in your mouth that you were already, you thought you were putting something else in your mouth. But like, you're not sticking straws up your nose.
Yeah, that's true.
On purpose. So
it's an accident.
Yeah. Not wrong at all, because I don't think they realized, because I don't think I realized when I saw how dumb they tried to make her. Karen's supposed to be ditzy and not book smart, but she always knew what, she always knows what's going on. That I agree. Like,
mm-hmm.
You don't make it that far in life. Like, you can be pretty privileged, exist. You can be hot and like it opens a lot of doors for you. But like, she's like not she hasn't been like held back like seven grades.
Right. She's not obtuse. Like, no. She knows what's happening.
Yeah. So that was, it was infuriating.
Also, which we didn't bring up, her like widening her eyes to make them so big. I don't know if she's trying to be Amanda Seyfried. Is that how you say her name? Seyfried. But her eyes are naturally big. She was in a movie called Big Eyes. Like, you don't, you can't just like be, have that like forcing to do it. You,
yeah.
Like, don't mimic what has already been done because that girl's eyes are naturally big.
Yeah. I feel like that was a director's note. Like, being yes. like, I want you to just be like bewildered.
It had to be. Because why would any, her yeah. eyes were hella dry. No, every day she is putting drops in her eyes.
I someone with chronic dry eyes. Yeah, I was me like, too. Poor girl. Like, let them shut. Let them shut. And also, like, she made such a clear choice to like deliver the lines differently that mm-hmm. I'm like, there's no way she's like here going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my eyes so big. They're going to be like, is this Amanda? Like, yes. It was just so, yeah, I agree with that. It was just, and it's just, it's startling. Do you know what I mean? Like, it yes. makes me concerned when your eyes are that wide. I'm looking behind me.
Yes.
Like, the fact that her friends are just like, oh, that's just her. I would constantly be like, what's going on?
Yes, shocked.
What do you see?
It's
what do you see?
It's different for Amanda because she doesn't look shocked. That's just how no. her eyes are. Then we have Regina and Janice carried the movie. 4% said the writer is wrong. 96% said the writer is not wrong. Someone said, is this shocking? I thought Karen and Damien carried. Yes, it is shocking.
I think for me, I think
half of that is shocking.
Yeah, I think Damien.
Yes.
Damien was my favorite part of the whole movie.
Someone else said this really was their film. And to be honest, while watching, I forgot that the entire film is driven by Janice's disdain towards Regina, which is why I said she's the true villain, not because she's evil or did anything explicitly wrong. Some of her it says acne, but I think he meant acting.
Ooh, damn.
Some of her acting definitely give mean girl / self-serving behavior, but we still stand. I get that more. I get it, but it wasn't her though. It was Damien that was egging because she kept saying stop, like don't, like we're not doing this, and Damien was the one that was digging.
No. And that's why I love Damien so much. She's like, Damien was the only true mean girl of the film.
Yes.
Like, Damien was the only mean girl. And Janice was like, you know, the mean girl who like behind closed doors are talking shit. And Damien's like, come on, fucking say it to her. Yes. Like, come on, we talk bad like this. Like, let's just do it. But yeah, she's the only one who actually fulfilled the obligation of being a mean girl. Mm-hmm. Then we have writer number 4. Regina is a closeted lesbian. 4% said the writer is wrong. 96% said the writer is not wrong. I just like love knowing our audience so well. Someone said, I think it's just the way Renee played her. I don't see it in the character from Rachel McAdams or when I saw the touring show. Renee is amazing though. I do also kind of see it in the original though.
I kind of see it in the original, but specific, we are talking about this yeah. one. So like you're only voting on this one. The other ones don't matter. We're just talking about this one.
And I also think that like with the hindsight of it, the fact that like we said this originally, but like the men are so insignificant in this movie mm-hmm. and like the kind of like revenge story and all of this stuff. Like if you go back and watch the first one and you tell me that there's like not sexual tension between any of the girls, like that's just a straight up lie.
Yeah,
like it is. But I think I loved Renee's choices while playing her.
Me too.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Today's episode is brought to you by a sponsor we love, 310 Nutrition. 310 Nutrition is helping us, you, our listeners, in the new year with protein and superfood-rich products with so many options and flavors for your personal preferences. They're adding new products all of the time, and I just got my... I mean, I didn't just get my package. I just got a secondary of my package, and I, as someone who needs electrolytes to function, there it's like... elixir from the gods. I cannot sing their praises enough, specifically the cucumber flavor of this electrolyte mix is delicious. Like it's so good. I've even like had it on like ice and been like, I'm drinking like a drink. Like you can throw a little straw in there. And it's delicious. It's so good. And I love, they're filled with so many great ingredients that really help. If you're like me and you like, you know, medically need some electrolytes, but also if you're working out, if you're sweating, hot summer day, you're going to an amusement park, you're on your feet for a long period of time, all of that. Most of us are not getting the electrolytes we need.
Yeah, I drink mine specifically when I am working out. It's my beverage while I'm working out. I just take one stick of the hydrate, mix it in with my bottle of water. 16 ounces of water can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water if you got that hydrate in there. They also have the all-in-one shakes, which I absolutely love. I'm running low, so I gotta get some more. But I love the chocolate bliss, the vanilla cream, the caramel sundae. I have all three of those flavors. Sometimes I mix and match them. Sometimes I'll use it when I'm baking, or I'll just drink it straight. And it is, they're so good. They have a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that makes it so delicious. You can get fiber and superfood blends with more than 25 organic fibers and superfoods blended into one easy, delicious shake. And they also have 310's 4-shake flavor starter kit, which lets you sample all the flavors for only $9.
Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with Don't Blame Me and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and super easy to put together an order, or you can start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code BLAMEME right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code BLAMEME.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good. You can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Then we've got writer number 5. Anne Gallery was set up for failure because they wanted to cast Sabrina Carpenter. 10% said the writer's wrong. 90% said the writer is not wrong.
I also could have led you astray. It could be Angori. I thought it was Angori.
Someone said, I only disagree because she wasn't set up for failure. She simply shouldn't have been cast.
But that's what that means.
Yep.
That's like what the whole thing of set up for failure is, that like it is not within her wheelhouse, like naturally. And therefore, they knew that. Mm-hmm. And she also, without a doubt, knows that. Like, everyone, if I got an audition for this, I've gotten auditions for musicals before, and I'm like, what kind of musical is this?
Right.
Because, like, is this like a talk singing, like, sad girl musical? Or, like, do you need me to, like, be able to read sheet music? Because, like, there's a fucking difference.
And what if it was a Lin-Manuel Miranda production?
Oh, so talk singing. I could do that in a fucking heartbeat. But I don't think my digital footprint would allow me to get cast in that. I think that, like, I put no onus on her for being, like, she shouldn't have got, like, she, like, this is on her for this, because it's on whether it's her agents for submitting her, but it's specific, if it's on casting for requesting to see her and then them casting her, like she delivered what they wanted. Mm-hmm. Then writer number 6, the songs were not jarring or out of place. 43% said the writer is wrong. 57% said the writer is not wrong. And I unfortunately did have to include the only song I like really, these one of the only songs I really loved in it, which is whatever, the sexy Halloween one. Mm-hmm. But that's just because it was really hard to get a little like a specific cutout of different ones. And I did think that the dance in this is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone responded. So I do think that one kind of just speaks for itself.
And then we have my worst of the movie. making Regina a siren. 15% said I was wrong. 85% said I was not wrong. They said I voted wrong, but TBH, Renee Rapp can do no wrong. She is perfect. Have her on the pot. We would love to.
We would love to. And I should try and milk my connections.
And someone else said Loki loved the siren vibes because it could be a cute subplot to explain why everyone feels so indebted to her. I agree, but they did not explore it. We only saw it in the songs that were out of place.
Yeah, like give Regina magical powers to the point where like it becomes like Stepford Wives. They're all hypnotized by her and they have to like break free from her grasp, or just like, I don't know, like a Jennifer's Body kind of thing where it's like, I'm suddenly now going to do anything for her and I'm so drawn to her. Like, let's either do it or don't.
Speaking of, but it has absolutely nothing to do with Jennifer's Body. But did you see that they're doing a sequel to John Tucker? I sent it to you in a message with all the original cast.
Do you know who's about to have the best day of their life? Mods. He loves that movie. Wait. I'm so excited. And none of those women have aged.
No.
So, like, it's actually, like, it's incredibly well cast. Yes. Like, that's going to be really good. Yes. Wait, I'm so fucking excited. I have Tom Hanks. He's going to be so stoked. Okay. Then we have my worst of the movie. The looks and the budget. 5% said I is wrong. 95% said I am not wrong. I need to talk to the 5% who said I was wrong. What are we defending here? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are we defending? Because I can't stress enough that you don't need that much money to make this movie. Like, in this day and age, like, you just don't. Like, it just, you don't. So it could have been allocated differently. And if you're defending the Shein wardrobe, I need to know why. You know? Because also, like, again, Janice is over here DIYing and drawing all of her own clothes, giving herself, like, the most ornate, like, hair, makeup styles, all of this stuff, only for the rest of the cast to be in like a $4 Alibaba shirt and like $2 Shein jelly shoes, which I know they have blisters wearing. Like, why is she on her time off at home being like, let me add something. Let me add a little pizzazz to this. Like, don't do it. Okay. Well, those are the results.
Hope you enjoyed it.
We do hope you enjoyed it. And if you have anything else that you want us to watch and discuss and talk about, let us know.
Yeah. There's nothing like coming out.
I did show you the TikTok of Raven when someone's like, Cheetah Girls. And she goes, I can't wait to see what the future holds. So we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. Like, right. And also like the amount of people who tagged me and sent it to me immediately. And I was like, already seen it. So I think as a community, we know we're keeping our eyes peeled.
Yeah. But that probably won't be till like next year.
I know. Wonder if she'll put her wife in it.
Her wife probably doesn't even know what Cheetah Girls is.
She could be Dorinda.
No, we're keeping OG Dorinda.
You're right. Well, let us know. We always love to hear it. And fist you later. Oh. It's pretty good.
Thanks.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life.
every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.